Facebook and Twitter have acknowledged finding Russia-connected ads placed during the last election. Yesterday came reports that Google, which includes YouTube, Gmail, and Google Search, also found evidence of Russian agents purchasing thousands of dollars of ads to spread disinformation and interfere with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Google, Facebook, Twitter are all set to testify before Congress at the beginning of next month. All got criticism for not seeing the Russia-linked campaigns earlier. So where are we on Russian influence through American social media? Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Robin.
So last month, Google said there was no evidence of interference from the Russians. Now Google's found it. We haven't seen the ads, but what do they entail? And what do you think about this discovering what apparently was there?
Well, a lot of these companies are doing internal investigations right now to figure out exactly how, far along Russian sources were able to push ads and other content to all of those users. So, 6 months ago, these companies weren't even really aware that any of this had happened. And now they're kind of grappling with the fact that their services were kind of weaponized in this way. And so the plan up until now for most of them has been to say, well, we don't know anything that's going on. We're doing an internal investigation. And now it is slowly starting to come to light exactly how bad this was. So that's what we saw with Google. Facebook and Twitter had both previously acknowledged that there were ads and other posts shared on their site as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great phrase you use. The web has been weaponized by the Russians. You write, they would often take both sides of an issue. And I said, we haven't seen the ads, but the Russians would take, let's say, both sides of the Black Lives Matter issue or the gun control issue just to gin all voters up?
I think the effort was to create a lot of discontent and a lot of animosity among voters. And I think in some ways probably encouraged some people not to vote at all, right? If they continually went online and saw this, rhetoric and saw friends, especially on social media, if they saw friends who had different viewpoints and were getting fired up over that kind of stuff, maybe they would just sit out altogether from the conversation. And so I think more than anything, it was just an effort to really get at Americans who were very passionate about certain issues and kind of stoke that passion in all the wrong ways.
Yeah. Microsoft is also reviewing its sales records for ads during the campaign. Is it illegal for Russians to purchase these ads and for tech companies to accept the money?
Well, it is illegal for a foreign government to try and influence or sway a U.S. election. I think the challenge right now is A, how much was known at the time? I don't believe there was much known by a lot of these companies. They sell all of these ads with what are called self-serving ad platforms. So people can go in and buy them without ever having to talk to an employee of Facebook, for example. And I think the backlash is going to be less about a formal punishment for a crime necessarily, but more about regulation and saying, hey, clearly this is a system without the appropriate oversight. How can we make sure that when people buy political ads on a Facebook or a Google in the future, not only is everyone at the company going to be aware of what's being purchased, but how can the government also track and make sure that someone who's not supposed to be buying ads is not buying the ads?
Well, will that apply to Americans undercover as well? I mean, the call has been for transparency. Will that apply across the board? On Sunday, 60 Minutes aired an interview with the Trump campaign's digital director, Brad Parscale, who said he had partisan Facebook employees work as what he called embeds in the campaign. What did he mean?
Well, these big platforms often provide some kind of, employee support for big political campaigns, that is what happened with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and other politicians for that matter, right? And it's not a secret that they want these politicians to be using the platform, to be posting regularly. They want their campaign to be spending money. So they send employees to go help out and kind of teach them how to use a Facebook or a Twitter. I think what's ruffling a lot of people's feathers is this idea that, Brad said, hey, we were able to pick people who were Trump supporters and really come out and kind of take advantage of a Facebook versus simply learning about how Facebook works. Facebook, of course, has said that's not the case. But I think there's a lot of people that don't understand that in the background, a lot of these tech companies are actually helping both sides to try and better understand how to use that platform and get their voices more widespread.
Yeah. That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor for social media for Recode. We have just a few seconds here, Kurt, but what do you expect to happen when these companies, Facebook, Google, Twitter, go before Congress?
Well, I think that we are going to see a lot tighter regulations moving forward. I think that everyone's already started to hint at that. And I think in the future, anyone who buys ads are going to have to be a lot more public about it.
Boy, the word regulations with the word internet. It was a no-no a while back. We'll see what happens. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.